Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 308 of Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 15, Redemption Day.
It aired May 22nd, 1999, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand. I don't know why I didn't say Marchand that time. It feels weird. And directed by my boy, Ryuta Tasaki.
He's putting in work.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I'm assuming it's a boy. Maybe it's a lady. I don't know if Ryuta is a boy or a girl name.
If I Google image search Ryuta.
What'll happen?
Will it show me boys or will it show me girls?
Is this chicken what I have?
This is showing me boys.
Okay. Well, we'll take Google image search's word for it. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs. And you should now, because it's been a string of bangers recently.
From episode 13 on, you should probably check them out.
Swing by episode 300, see what Double Duty is about. Skip until 306.
Yeah.
And then you're good. And then
watch from there so far. We'll let you know.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully the streak will continue. I guess it's time to just go find out.
All right.
Because I don't have any more preamble stuff.
Go Galactic!
We're back and we just watched Redemption Day, and guys, I'm happy to report the streak continues.
Yes, we are still on that upward trend. Yes. Thank goodness.
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating or review in any of those places, that'd be awesome. Helps people find the show. Helps the show find people.
Find some people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also free. It costs you $0. So, like, I mean, that's a cool thing you could do. If you have more than $0 that you'd like to give us, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. That was not at all a mercenary way of transitioning into that. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including bonus Tattoo TNG Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes. And coming soon, a weird little project that I have some ideas for. I just got to figure out the format and how it's going to work. I'm tentatively calling it Morphin Grid Hexagon.
Okay.
So get hype, stay hype for that. It's a Friday episode, so we don't have any like stuff we got to do. So you want to just jump right in?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
All right.
Let's do it.
We start off on the blade ship as peeing all over space.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
I guess.
When you're a big bug ship in space, who's gonna tell you no, don't
right,
pee
yeah.
here?
You can pee wherever you want if you're a big bug ship. That's just a life lesson everyone should learn.
Does that look gross?
It does. It's literally like orange-yellow spray. But
get
like
that bug ship some water.
It's mostly liquid looking. it's leaking fuel. A little bit of space dust hit their fuel line or something, which is around where I imagine... Nope, not going to finish that sentence.
you guys get it.
So then Trakina is freaking out, and she's like, Dad, everything's going to heck. I'm going to die in here. Don't let me die. And he's like, chill out. But before he says that, he's like, I did not understand a single word he said.
He says shut down something. Heck if I know what. And like close off the fuel line or else... they will run out of energy.
Okay. Now
I don't know. Close down the shut off the generator or something. I don't know.
Kill
the engine, block the fuel line.
Right. Okay, sure. But what we will see in a minute has nothing to do with fuel. I think this confirms that the blade ship or the Stingwinger? What's its actual
Scorpion
name?
Stinger.
Scorpion Stinger. is
Zane ruined every Inger word
for for the rest of time. We're gonna be doing Operation Overdrive. Something's gonna be called the Something Winger, and we're gonna call it the Winger. And people are gonna who are new are gonna be like, "What are they talking about?" People who have been around the whole time will just be like, "How did this start? Where did this come from? Is that what New Hampshire sounds like?"
A little,
like kind of. This is all to say that the Blade Ship is a hybrid car.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. So from there, we cut to Maya and Leo, and they are driving around in a little smart cart, and they're in the mountain. They're leaving the mountain dome.
Yes.
And like, Maya's like, "Man, I love the mountain dome." And Leo's like, "Yeah, here's a story about mountains. Once there was a big, tall mountain, and I climbed it." Once there was a big, tall tree.
Yeah.
And I climbed it, and a branch broke. It just broke. And she's like, "Shut up." And he's like, are you not listening to
me? Yeah, he's like, "Are you listening to me?" And she's like, "No, stop."
No. It's amazing. Turns out she's having a hearing vision.
Yeah,
again.
Does she hear it, or does she just feel
it? I feel like she feels
it. Because last episode, she was like, "The air feels different, and I think Mike is alive."
I think it's because of Mike.
The air feels a little Mike-ish.
It's a little Mikey in here.
Feels like Mike in the air.
So they stop and they get out the smart car and they're in the little like tunnel. We get a shot of
Last episode, I think they said something about like a lake dome or a forest dome or
they
something.
They said a dome.
It was like a quick throwaway thing. Yeah. And now they were like, oh, and that, so they're steering into it because we get the shot of them leaving the mountain dome with like the backdrop of big Terra Venture behind it.
Yeah, there's like the main dome of Terra Venture over a like tunnel in the side of a mountain that goes over like a hill. And they go through that and they stop in the like the bridgeway between the two. And then the Blade Ship.
It's like big enough for one smart car.
I feel like it's two smart cart wide. They were
you
just
right
in the middle.
They're just in the middle.
Yeah. No one else is there. And they're jerks.
They must have learned to drive in Austin, Texas.
I guess. I want to be in all four lanes at once. How do I make that happen? Well, you don't. No, I think I can do that.
I'm going to give it a shot.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Everyone will wait for me to figure this out.
Everyone, man, and God forbid you come to a four-way stop where you have to trust everyone else to go in the appropriate order. You'll either be there forever or die. There's no in between. So then the Blade Ship floats up and is like, here I am. And it starts blasting the bridgeway.
Yeah, because it's almost out of energy, so it might as well just fire the rest of it off.
Well, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. But they have a plan to get more energy, and that's to just suck up all the energy from the mountain dome. We'll talk about this in 1 second, but we got some stuff to take care of first. And then we'll get to this plan. We cut to Command. And Commander is in command again. Finally.
Whoa.
It's been a minute since we've seen Commander. I missed him. I literally was about to ask about him last time, and then I got distracted by something. But I'm just glad he's back. So, the Blade Ship comes up, and then we go to the theme song. When we come back, it's blowing up the bridgeway. Then we cut to Commander saying, well, Kai's like, "We're losing atmosphere in the mountain dome." And Commander's like, "Well, shut it off. Like, shut the mountain dome off. Like, close it off."
Yeah.
So the door starts lowering, and then Maya and Leo start running, and I thought they were running back into the mountain dome, but they weren't.
They were running out.
Yeah, it just looked like they were running back because it was closer, so that they were like, that wasn't it. But they're running, and they get to the door, and it's doing that like Indiana Jones thing.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to dive and like run under it. And,
well,
like,
they get like blasted forward
before
I thought they got blasted through the door, but they didn't.
No, they got blasted under the door. Yeah. I thought they were gonna dive and roll, but like an explosion took care of it for them. The Blade Ship parks under the mountain dome and shoots a little beam up and starts draining it.
Yeah,
whatever that means.
It's getting that good energy,
taking all the energy out
that
of
clean mountain air.
Oh, it's so nice. So the Rangers meet up, Maya and Leo come in, they're like a little scorched, a little worse for wear, and they meet up with Damon and Kendricks and Kai, and they're like, the Mountain Dome's gonna get destroyed, and they're gonna get all the energy from it, we gotta stop that, and they're like, yeah, let's do it. Or it's like, not if we can help it, something like that. So then they like run off to presumably go there. And Magna Defender is like pokes out from behind like a shrub or something. And he's like, ah, I'll get him. Yeah. So then he walks over to...
What did he say?
He says, this is my chance to kill Scorpio.
Okay.
Scorpius or... I'm never
going to... It's Scorpius.
Is it Scorpius?
Yes.
I was going to call him Scorp. I feel like it's... Whichever one I think it is, I feel like it should be the other one, and that makes me, like, triple guess myself. So he leaves there and goes and finds Torozord and is talking to Torozord about like, I can get finally my vengeance. It'll be so rad.
Yeah, he basically said, if I blow up the Mountain Dome, I will also blow up Scorpius.
Yeah, because he's like attached to it, or like he won't be able to get any energy from it and die. I don't know. He grows, and I do not like the grown Magna Defender as much as I like regular Magna Defender.
Yeah, I don't know. He just gets like plainer.
Yeah, he loses stuff.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like it's like, sometimes they lose stuff, but it's in a way that is more
streamlined.
Yeah, it's more manageable to fight in.
Yeah.
In like a big suit. It looks like he gains some like plates, but loses his like flair.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not great.
I don't like it either.
But he gets into Toro and he starts beating up the Mountain Dome. There's a big pit of lava now in the Mountain Dome.
Yeah, now it's the Volcano Dome. They had to bring that lava with them.
I think they shot a hole in it from underwards, and that created the lava pit.
I'm not sure, because at one point, Alpha's like just calls it's the pit, and it's getting hotter and hotter.
It's the pit. You remember the pit? Do a German suplex in the pit.
So I don't know if maybe him, like, he is making the lava, because he's trying, because Alpha says he's trying to create a meltdown and blow up the Mountain Dome.
Right.
Which will kill Scorpius, but also all of Terra Venture will go down with it.
Yeah, if the lava was here, though, like, Magna Defender did not make the lava pit.
No, maybe, I don't know.
It was there before he showed up, because he was at the edge of it before he started fighting it. So okay. I think they're just melting the mountain and it's starting in the middle, and that's making it a volcano.
I don't know. There's some lava in there. He's shooting it to make it hotter.
Yeah.
That's his plan.
Exactly. And he's got like his two swords together, and they're in lightsaber mode, and he's doing a Darth Maul and shooting it with lasers from his lightsaber. And real quick, this is no more ridiculous than like lightsaber nunchucks, for example.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Or like a gun that shoots lightsaber bullets.
Even like a lightsaber tipped arrow.
Or like lightsaber brass knuckles, maybe.
Yeah, or just like a full suit of lightsaber armor.
I feel like all this is much more feasible than, like, exactly the same amount of feasible as a dual sided lightsaber.
That sounds right.
Yeah. So he. Alex pulling his hair out.
Half of our listeners just turned off the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. Now all the nerds are gone. Now let's talk about some cool stuff. Talk about cars and guns and butts and stuff. Anyway, so Alpha calls the Rangers and tells them that the Mountain Dome is being attacked and he's going to overheat it and it'll blow up and probably take Terra Venture with it. So they all show up to stop him in the Megazord. There's no, like, transition. Just, like, the Megazord steps up and is like, hey, man, chill.
Yeah, it cuts, like, from the megaship to Leo in his cockpit.
Yeah.
Being like, no, don't.
Please don't. This is when in my notes I wrote down, are they in the Mountain Dome? Because it's not super clear.
They are, but here's the thing. The Mountain Dome is completely locked down and isolated.
Yeah.
So how did they get in?
Remember when...
I did not think of that while we were watching it, but right now I'm like, no, how did... I guess you can just jump through the dome part if you're in space. Because Torozor just came into Terra Venture.
That's true.
Every monster just comes into Terra Venture.
They must have teleported. Like, that's the only thing that makes sense.
I guess they could just do... Sometimes I forget Power Rangers can do that, because I don't think we've seen them do that this season.
Sometimes they forget that they can do that a lot.
Have the Galaxy Rangers teleported anywhere?
Yes, because I remember being mad at them for driving somewhere and teleporting back. And I can't remember what the situation was, but I know that happened once.
That sounds right.
So I assume they can teleport, but it's not...
They should utilize that more.
They should. It's much quicker than Gym Jammers. The Megazord and Toro, well, Magna Defender Toro hybrid are fighting. And we cut to the Blade Ship. And Scorp's like, ah, crap, they're going to destroy it. That's not good. And Trini's like, well, what are we going to do? And he's like, here's Tiki Monster. Or just Tiki. I think his name is just Tiki.
I think so. Or maybe it was like Tiger Tiki or something.
It's your boy Tiki.
Like a tiger. It's your boy Tiki.
He's not my boy. I hate this guy. He looks bad. He's got a big old like Tiki head. He looks like a pointed ovular mask guy. Aku Aku. Apu Apu from Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, I couldn't tell you that. I don't know. I don't remember. Mumbo Jumbo is from Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, I think it's Aku Aku. I'm not 100% sure. But it's like that kind of Tiki-esque mask.
Yeah.
But like on a guy.
And it's also just his head.
It's just big head. And he just sucks.
And he's like dancing, kind of.
Yeah, like he's doing like a jig.
Yeah, he's a little
of.
Footloose before the camera tilts up to show his gross face.
Yeah.
Which is like half mouth. I hate him.
He's bad. He's pretty bad. As they're fighting, we cut back to Magna Defender and Megazord fighting, and the lightsaber loses its juice, and then Magna Defender is spit out of Toro, and he's like, oh, I can't believe this. And the Rangers are like, what happened? And Kai's like, it looks like his Megazord or his Zord kicked him out. Ha ha. Loser.
They did. Even the Toro Zord is sick of this movie crap.
So then Toro dips. He just like turns around. He's like, all right, thanks. And leaves.
Wipes his feet, kicks a bunch of dirt back on the Magna Defender as he leaves.
And then while they're like trying to figure out what happened, Tiki shows up right behind Magna Defender and like stabs him in the back with his spear.
Yeah.
And it like zaps him. And then like Leo sees this. And so he like sword fights him for a second. And Tiki runs away. Or he doesn't run away. He like backs off. Yeah. And then the other Rangers are like, we'll hold him off. You got to get Magna Defender out of here. He's hurt. So Leo like picks him up and runs away as presumably the Rangers all fight Tiki. We don't see this part because we follow Leo.
Yeah.
And so Leo is like, Leo and Magna Defender ambushed by a bunch of buggies. It's a big buggy fight. Leo's doing a lot of good sword fighting in this scene. He's fighting like 9 buggies at once while Magna Defender is like injured and not doing anything. And one of them is about to, like, coup d'etat him. And he, like, Leo stops just in time, even though he's injured, and, like, kills the other 3 buggies, and they all fall down. Then he's like, oh, crap, my bones.
And so, yeah, Leo just killed all the buggies himself, protecting the Magna Defender. And so the Magna Defender looks at him and goes, your crap's weak. You goody two-shoes.
Why'd you do that, nerd? Just let me die. Much money.
Grabs him by his ankles and shakes the money out of his pockets.
And then, but he's like, no, I gotta go back. I gotta go help them now that you're safe over here. They'll never look over here.
Where all the dead buggies are.
Where all the buggy carcasses are. And then Magna Defender says something very strange. He says, you're just like Mike. And Leo's like, come again?
Come again for Big Fudge?
And he's like, yeah. Mike is also a goody two-shoes nerd. He's like, how do you know Mike? And so then we get this big flashback. And he's like, when I was thrown in the pit, the chasm 3,000 years ago, I just laid at the bottom for a while.
I landed and then I did not move for 3,000 years.
3,000 years. You guys ever just so tired that you don't move for 3,000 years? I get it.
I mean, I've never fallen into a giant chasm. So I
imagine that's like a 3,000 year recovery.
Yeah, it probably knocks the wind out of you pretty good.
Yeah. So then he's like, but then the chasm opened again and Mike fell down. And then there's a shot of him taking his sword and throwing it at the wall, and it hits the wall and it grabs Mike by the like the vest.
Yeah, like his vest strap. Like
it like goes right through and sticks in the wall. So
Mike and
just
the way
hanging.
Mike just like stops and hangs, it looks like it just went through Mike for a second.
That's what I thought. And like it should have Gwen Stacy'd him. He was going very fast, but it's a Power Ranger show, so he's fine. And he's like, I saved him, but I stole his life because I wanted it.
It's weird because he says he switched life forces.
Yeah.
But that means he just took Mike's into himself also.
I think what he means is...
Because if he switched life forces, then Mike now is the Magna Defender, and the right. Magna Defender is Mike. But yeah. instead, they're both the Magna Defender.
Yeah. I don't think he knows what he means.
Yeah, this is like is venomous, the problem. This is venomous toxins opening yeah. up a hole to another dimension.
Right, yeah, it's toxic foam. You know how it brings you to the island of illusion. Like foam, toxic foam does. No, it's like he just like possesses Mike but puts his armor over him. But he's also maybe a robot, so who knows?
It's hard to tell if Mike's body is in there or not.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. And I also don't think anyone else on the show knows.
I think that's accurate.
So then he's like, yeah, Mike's alive, but he's in here. Also, at this point, we see that his like gem is cracked because of the spear, I imagine, even though I'm pretty sure it hit him in the back.
I think it was cracked when he fell out of the Torazord.
Oh, maybe.
That's just like Sentai footage. It was cracked in the footage.
So they just mashed yeah. it. Yeah.
But I think it was him landing from being thrown out of his Zord for just being impossible.
Yeah. I'm so over this. The Torazord literally could not even anymore.
Just threw him out.
So then he's like, Mike will die unless you kill me. Hold on. That's Mike's life force. What do you mean, Magna Defender? That doesn't make any sense. Remember how you switched it when you stole his life force? So if he kills you, he's just killing Mike.
Yes. That's it. Okay. That's how it goes.
It doesn't matter because Leo refuses to kill him. He's like, no, I only fight evil. When I took up this sword, when I let my brother fall into that chasm, I swore that I would only fight evil with it. And you're not evil, so I'm not going to fight you. And Magna Defender, right before this, Magna Defender's like, I'll make it easy. And he like swings at him, but it's so weak that he's just like, ah. And doesn't do anything. So then Leo leaves because he's got to go help his friends. And Magna Defender has a big old flashback where we get to see Scorpo shoot a kid again.
And they just love that They footage. Love it.
This one has some more. There's him giving Zika the knife that he uses.
Yeah.
And being like, yeah, you're going to stab so many people with this, buddy, or whatever. In Gingaman, according to Alan, they are brothers.
Okay.
Not father and son. Now, don't you think it would make a lot more sense?
Yes.
If they were still brothers?
Yeah, that would be like a theme now.
Then you would tie the two together. I just don't know why they did that, especially because the whole deal with two characters as brothers, and it's like he lost his little brother, he lost his older brother. That would have been a lot better.
Nope.
So there's that.
It would be too weird for brothers to be that far apart in age, I guess.
I mean, I'm 8 years, you're 16
I'm
years.
I'm 16 years
like
older
this.
Than
it
brother.
Happens in real life. I don't know. So they Leo joins the others, they lights of Orion up. And they do that, like, sun gold like, ball blast, yeah. And they kill him. But he's, like, on the ground, like, I'll never leave that easy. And I was trying to remember which Power Rangers monster had a Christopher Walken voice that I remember recently when I was watching this. And the answer is none of them. I was watching Digimon. And
oh, that... okay.
And they gave a monster, like, Ice Devimon, who is this very bad dude... They gave him a Christopher Walken voice, and I could have sworn it was a Power Ranger, but I'm glad it wasn't. So, this is a couple years before then. We're bound to get a monster with a Christopher Walken voice at some point, right?
I would imagine.
I can't wait. Anyway, that's just a little aside about what I've been doing recently. So, he grows, they get in the Megazord. Tiki starts grumbling. He doesn't say any words, but he's like...
He does, like, some fancy footwork again.
Yep, but then he gets killed.
Yep.
That's it. Well, they do the lights mode where it gets, like, the...
Yeah, they just, like, cut him. Yeah. I don't even remember what... I don't know if he fell apart in chunks like the Shark Brothers did
No,
or not.
I don't think so. He went to stab them, and I think they, like, dodged, and he tripped and fell into...
And he tripped and fell and blew up.
Yeah, and then then he just, like, hey, that was mean, and they're like, well, you're dead, so it doesn't matter. We... Cut back. Oh, no, sorry. They push him into the lava.
Oh.
I think. They stab him and he falls, or they slash him and he falls into the lava.
Okay.
According to my notes. Maybe that's just wishful thinking. I don't know.
That might have happened. I don't remember. I don't remember him dying. So
they pop out of their Megazords and they're like, we still got to stop the mountain from exploding. And Scorp leaves. He's like, ah, crap. They beat Tiki Monster. We're out of options. We got to go.
They got some energy.
Yeah, they got enough to like get to a Circle K, I guess, if you love. They're going to stop by Fogs, get some gas. So they leave, and then the Rangers are like, we got to stop the mountain from exploding. And the mountain attacks them. And there's like this blue wave that like comes up and blasts them.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. That's Sentai stuff.
Yeah, there's on the top of the mountain, it looks like there's like a shrine or a lighthouse or something.
To me, it looked like a guy with his arms out.
I just saw like a little square pillar building thing.
It could have been anything.
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
So they're like, it's too much. And they start like trying to fight their way up. They're like, we got to do it. And they're like fighting their way up. I do want to point out that like in the Sentai footage, the Red Ranger should be impervious to fire, right?
Yeah, but maybe that's what that blue energy is for. It's like,
yeah,
not fire to knock him down.
Who knows? So then the Mind Defender sees this and he starts monologuing about how he used to be good and how he used to do good things, but now he just hates so much that he can't do good anymore. And it's like a lot. He says it a lot. And he says the same thing again in a minute. But this time it's okay because Zika shows up. Like there's like flames and he's like injured, and then there's like this like whoosh, kind of effect.
Yeah, he hallucinates Zika.
That's a good word for it. And Zika, I don't think it's a hallucination. I think it is some sort of magic vision.
Yeah.
Because Zika shows up and he has some flowers. They're like baby's breath or something. And he's talking about how, like, he's still a good person. And he needs to save the colony. What he's saying is you need to sacrifice yourself to save the colony.
Yeah.
But, like, in a nice way.
Right.
And he hands him the flowers. And he's like, after you save the colony, like, you and me can be together forever. Because you will die.
3,000 years late.
Yeah.
But
it's been a minute. I mean, he's still a kid, so that's fine. I also think this would have been much better as the body language, knowing that they are brothers, is like 100% brother body language.
Yeah.
Like, especially when he gives him the knife and he like puts his hands on his shoulders, like, yeah, you're gonna use it. Great.
But in his
like,
Magna Defender voice, he's like, yeah, you're gonna do so good, little buddy.
It's super duper brother. And like, to be fair, if it would have been brothers in the show, I would be just I almost swore. I'm trying not to. I would have been a wreck because losing my little brother is my literal worst nightmare. So they, after Zika gives him a pep talk and the flowers, he like disappears and the flames come back. And it's like this like crossfade where it's just like, it's all of a sudden the opposite. And Mind Defender's like, I know what I have to do. So he starts walking towards the Rangers who have demorphed because the whatever is
it's
blasted.
Too much energy.
It's too much. It's blast all their power out. And they're like, we can't give up. We gotta go. And they're like walking. And Mind Defender's like, no, I gotta do this. And Leo's like, no, we can't let you do it. And he takes two steps away from them up the mountain and throws his sword down and a big shield pops up and they can't get past it.
Yeah, he like traps them inside like a small dome force field.
This rules?
Yeah.
I really like this. I feel like if he wouldn't have been a dink the whole time, we would have gotten a cool, like, him stabbing the ground and a shield popping up around him.
Yeah.
Which would have been rad. Because Magna Defender deserves his own show, I feel like. A Magna Defender. Maybe not this particular one.
Right, yeah.
But, or maybe he does. Maybe young Magna Defender. Hey, Saban. I know
you already got the costume.
You got the costume. You got the sword. That's mostly what I'm into. It's all there.
So Leo pounds on the force field. It's like, no, you can't go. You can't do it.
And then, like,
Magna Defender just peeks over his shoulder and he's like, your brother will be fine.
He's like, don't worry about your brother. And I want to point out that nobody's like, what? What's he talking about?
Kendricks did look a little confused, but I think that was just her reacting to the situation of the Magna Defender going to sacrifice himself.
Yeah.
And not that he, like, knows about Mike.
Yeah, that's what I feel like they should have all been like, well, what did he say about your brother? What's he know?
Yeah, like,
what's
up? Even if one of them was just, like, grabbed Leo on the shoulder and was like, hey, what?
Yeah.
But we don't get any of that.
None of that. They're pounding on something. Like, they put up a, like, plexiglass thing in front of them, which is good, because normally when there's like a force field, they're like,
they just like mime it,
and no one's in the same place. But they're all like hitting actually something, and it's pretty good. So he starts walking up the mountain, and Torozord's there trying to help him. And he's like, "No, buddy, this is where we gotta part ways. I gotta do this mission alone." So Torozord's like, "Yeah, okay." And he's like,
"Oh, thank God."
He's like, "Good. I didn't want to get in that lava.
It's so hot up there."
And so he leaves. And then the Rangers watch as he like struggles up the mountain, and like he's stumbling. And this is another time where you really appreciate how good the suit actors are.
Yeah.
In the Sentai, even in the American footage, but like especially in the Sentai footage, like they've had so much time to perfect how to show everything without having any facial expressions that like it's the best in the world. Like him stumbling is so like unique.
Yeah, like as he's stumbling and falling, like he hits his knees, like he lands on his knees and pops back up to keep going a few times, and like
he's holding the flowers the whole time.
Yeah, and it's like you can see the pain, like the anguish on his face, but you can't see his face.
It's great. And then there's another like one of those like flashes where it's like the scene is different and him and Zika are hand in hand, and he's just like, "I'm proud of you, Dad." And he's like, "I'm proud of you too." I don't know for what, but I don't want to ruin the moment.
For like trying to kill Scorp?
Yeah. For trying to defend.
Yeah.
Magna style. That's another like swish, swoosh, swipe. And it goes back. And he gets up to the top of the mountain and he sacrifices himself. He turns into energy and shoots into it.
Yeah, and just like cools it down a little bit.
And there's like this explosion, but then like gold light flakes fall down. The force field around the Rangers goes away, and Leo picks up the sword, and they're like, Kenner's like, "I can't believe he's gone." And she's like on the verge of crying, and it's like pretty good acting. And he picks up the sword, and he's like, "No, the Magna Defender will live forever." And then
through me, Leo, the Red Power Ranger, who can now use his sword and Zord.
Usually that's how it goes. So we'll see. But then Alpha calls and is like, "The temperature's going down. Whatever it is, worked." And we see these like boots walking down the mountain.
Yeah, well, Alpha, before we see the boots, Alpha's like, "Hey, you guys did it." And Kendrix is like, "No, we didn't.
We did nothing. We were trapped in the force field. It was the Magna Defender." And then Mike walks up.
Yep, and we get a shot of, like, because Leo's holding the sword, and he can hear the footsteps, and he, like, slowly turns his head. And then it's, like, Kai and Maya whip their heads over, and then Kendrix and Damon whip their heads over, and everybody runs over to him.
And they're like, "Mike, oh my God." They're, like, patting him on the back, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm alive." And they're like, "You're alive." He's like, "It's great."
I do appreciate, because when Mike died and Maya and Damon were like, "No, Mike."
Yeah.
Damon maybe knew him from the ship. I'll give them that.
Maybe.
Maya had no idea who this man was.
Yeah, literally.
But I will give them credit here that only Kendrix and Kai and Leo in a second run up and hug him. And the other two are just like happy that he's okay.
Yeah. That is nice that they did that. Then there's like this big wide shot of Leo and Mike, as Leo sees that it's Mike and he's back, and he's like Mike, and he runs up and he gives him this big hug, and they talk for a second, and I forget exactly what he says before. He says, "I'm never leaving again."
But basically, like, "I missed you so much."
I think he said something like, "I can't tell you what happened," or like, "I can't wait to tell you what happened."
Maybe,
or something. I don't quite remember, but he's like, "I'm never leaving again." And you and I both thought of that time that The Rock said that and then disappeared for 12 months. Just because professional wrestling will poison you. But then they hug again, and that's where the episode ends. Mm-hmm. And Josh,
yeah,
I started. I get to pick the first best. I'm gonna say the best is, there's actually a lot of good stuff in the episode. I'm going to say the best is, can I get weird with it and just say the directing in the Sentai?
And in
the regular footage.
Yeah.
Because when Mike comes back down, like, it's shot to be like, oh, the Magna Defender survived. Like, it's just his feet and it's just black boots.
It's like boots, but like, there could have been a person in there. We don't know.
And, like, I think that's just done really well. And, like, the scenes with Zika are shot super great. I know that's Sentai footage, but it's, like, really, really well done. So I'm going to say the directing is the best in this episode.
My best is probably the climbing the mountain to stop the lava sequence where they, like, start morphed, but then they're unmorphed because it's, like, too much. But they're still, like... If not us, then who? That's so the they're going
Power
for it.
Rangers way.
And that's how you get me.
Yep.
So that, yeah, that's my best.
I'm going to say the worst is, not a lot of worst in this episode. I'm going to say the worst is the fuel stuff. Not only it looks like pee, but then like you don't go get more fuel. You just drain energy.
It's the Tiki Monster for me.
Oh, I forgot about Tiki Monster because I hate him so much.
Screw that dude.
Yeah, I hate Tiki Monster. I'm still going to say the worst is the fuel storyline, but only by, like, a millimeter. Like, yeah. It's not a big gap.
Yeah, starting the episode with a bug ship peeing in space is kind of a weak, like, launch point.
Like, a lot of pee. It's not a little amount of pee. And then the MVP, I'm going to say, is Zika. Or do I want to give it to Magna Defender?
See, I think I'm going to give it to Magna Defender, because it's, like, a good full circle arc for him.
I'll also give it to Magna Defender, but I'm going to give honorable mention to Zika.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I super love those scenes, especially when it would like just stop. Everything would stop being on fire and like the camera was softer. And it was just like him and Zika like holding hands and walking, or Zika walking up to him and being like, hey, you gotta do this. It was real good stuff.
Yeah.
It was real good. So that's that. Now we just need to rank it. I think it's number one.
I think it's the best.
And like, that's really good that it's been climbing this far. Like, the last three episodes, we've put two in the top two.
Yeah.
So that's pretty great. So coming in at number one, Redemption Day.
I'm curious to see now what happens with the Magna Defender's leftovers.
Yep.
And Mike.
In the next episode description, as I was closing it, it said something to the effect of Mike returns to Terra Venture and needs to figure out a new way to fight Skelecron or something like that, which I assume is like the monster next week.
Okay.
Maybe the new general or something.
What if he's like, I'm the Red Ranger now, and takes his sword back?
That would be rad.
They won't do that,
but
I don't think
they would do. Well, because, like, I mean, we all know.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's a sword left over, and he gave his to Leo.
That's what I was heavily hinting at.
Yeah, I think we can put the pieces together, but, like, I would like it if there was, like, a little bit of, like, well, I'm back. Or maybe it would be better if there wasn't any. Like, if he's like, hey, I'm back, and Leo's like, all right, here's your sword. And he's like, no, I don't want, like, that's your sword.
That might happen. I wouldn't put that past Lost Galaxy for Leo to be like, this is rightfully yours. And then Mike to be like, no, you've been fighting with it this whole time.
No, it's yours now.
That's obviously yours.
Yeah.
Now.
That would be awesome. Well, yeah. We'll find out next time. We'll find out on Monday. That's it. The only thing that I want to say is that I think by now, because this is coming out a week from tomorrow, no, a week from 2 days from when we record this, because we're ahead. I have a new podcast out. Oops, I started another one. I started a James Bond podcast with Matt J from the Super Sentai Brothers. So the Zero episode should be up, and episode one, I think, will be up. We haven't exactly decided, but I'm pretty sure November 9th, which is a Thursday, should be up. It's us going over every Bond movie, not in a row. We're doing all the Bond's first movies, and then we're doing all their second movies, and all third, et cetera, et cetera. And the first episodes went really good. Like, Matt J is super fun to talk to. So, like, real fun podcast. Plus, I love James Bond and have been looking for an excuse to do a James Bond podcast. And the perfect excuse is someone else will edit it for me. So, can't beat that. So, yeah, that's out. Go look for that. It's called Spectre. And there's a lot more to it than that. But I will leave it for you to find out what Spectre stands for. That's all the stuff that I got. All
right.
We'll see you on Monday. I didn't look. And I looked at it and I went, yep, that's it. Destined for greatness. But until then,
may the power protect you.
It's always good to double check.
All right, let me get one good. Now that we're recording, let me get one good throat clear.
Yeah.